I sat basking very recently in the sunlight of this dying autumn season. A few butterflies were flittering among my faded zinnias and browning marigolds. A wasp sank sluggishly to my table, and I was thinking, the last few months, so tough. Increased work, at home, mounting pressures and expenses, a dying friend, my head cold. The shameful mockery of our democratic processes during this year's presidential campaign. The recent arrests of three Southwest Kansans for plotting a terrorist attack on a Muslim Somali community. What's that about? Then the opening lines of W.H. Auden's poem from the late 1930s came to mind. About suffering, they were never wrong, the old masters. How well they understood its human position. How it takes place while someone else is eating or opening a window or just walking dully along. That's me, I thought. I'm guilty. I've just been walking dully along. For one, I've not been as invested, as committed to HPPR's radio readers this fall as I could have been. But I mean, really, who could blame me? These books have been hard. My Antonia, set comfortably in the past, had a couple of rough moments. But reading Enrique's journey and rereading What is the What, both set in my lifetime, I kept interrupting my own reading to wonder, where had I been? What had I been doing? These harrowing lives, starvation, nativism, desert crossings, train jumpings, other people's struggles are literally existential. I know, each of our books has a happy ending. Antonia ends up in the heart of a happy family. Enrique finds his mother. His wife and daughter join him. Valentino's story is told as he wanted. He earns his degree, returns to Sudan to help rebuild his homeland. And me? What have I done? What can I do? Icarus is a figure from Greek myth. He was a boy whose father created wings for him to fly, and fly he did so high that his wings, made of wax and feathers, melted. And Icarus fell to the sea where he drowned. Auden, the poem I was reading from before, continues. In Bruegel's Icarus, for instance, everything turns away, quite leisurely, from the disaster. The plowman may have heard the splash, the forsaken cry, but for him it was not an important failure. The sun shone as it had to on the white legs disappearing into the green water. It's not yet been decided what Auden wanted us to make of his poem, this admission that life goes on no matter the tragedies, our own or of others. Yet the poem shakes my indifference, as does Eggers' What is the What? Yet what can we do? Well, we can continue reading. We can listen. We can pay attention. We can make room at our tables and in our communities for everyone. We can stop labeling the tragedies and losses of others as unimportant failings. I'm Jane Huerta from Dodge City, Kansas. These are my views and are not endorsed by NPR, HPPR, its employees or supporters, nor are these the views of the membership of HPPR's radio readers.